welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and it has been a pretty good amount of time since I've sat down and actually done a podcast episode. And part of that is just life has been crazy. When I first started this, I committed myself to saying, okay, like every day at Monday, like I'm going to do an episode, or I'm going to do it like on Friday, or, and I would record them at home, or I'd record them like during the week and then set them to upload. And it's just, oh, and then as life just kind of hits, as your kids are going through different stages, as you've got different things going on and activities. And then, you know, I've taken on other things in life, and it's kind of come back and been like, all right, podcast, let's get some things knocked out. So we're working on, and I'm trying to work on a, just kind of a time block schedule of some sort where I can get back in the swing of things and, not necessarily get myself motivated, but just kind of get myself figured out a little bit. Life gets crazy and you work really hard to avoid getting burnt out on some things. And so I'm trying to prioritize, reprioritize, and then put a better, fresh perspective on, what I can do, and what I can't do. And what I can't do is manage my time well. And so we're working on trying to make that, more possible. But needless to say that in the middle of that and trying to figure out some stuff, podcast has just kind of said, hey, listen, I'll get to it when I get to it. But I found a fresh moment today, and it's a Wednesday. The kids are in their last day of after school today, so you may hear a bell going off periodically, but that's okay. But one of the things that we're trying to do is go back, finish out kind of a series that we finished up talking about servanthood. And then, as the summer hits, we should be slowing down enough where we can kind of get some things going more regularly. There's a couple of weeks in there that I know are going to be a little bit stressful, but like I said, I've got equipment that I can take home, and we're going to try really hard to keep this going, keep it regular. With that in mind, I do have some other topics that have been given to me that I need to spend some time kind of fleshing out and seeing how they would work within the format. But I'm really excited because with the summer and coming into the fall, I feel like we're going to come into a new season of this podcast. And one of the things I'm praying about and one of the things I'm interested in is having interviews within the next series of these podcasts and inviting people to come do this with me. So if that's you, if you feel like, hey, I've got some things I'd love to share, or just kind of talk about life or things that God is doing, man, I want to open this up to be able to do that so that it's not just me talking into a microphone, but you actually have other people from our church or even our community. And it doesn't really matter kind of what you want to discuss. I mean, if you want to discuss things biblically, great. If you want to talk about things within the community, and maybe we put a Christ-centered perspective on that, whatever it looks like, I want to be able to help you navigate that and work through that. And so that'll be an encouraging time. But like I said, I'm praying about what that's going to look like. And I'm praying that God sends people the confidence to reach out to me and go, hey, I'd love to do a podcast with you. And the other piece of that too is maybe you're listening and you're like, hey, I'm not in Shawboro all the time, but I'm close by, or maybe you're one of our sweet members who've moved off and you're kind of doing new adventures right now. And God's got you in different places doing ministry and serving and connecting. And the cool piece is we can always take phone calls too. So we can do over the phone interviews, whatever that looks like. So I encourage you, don't let physical boundaries be a limitation for you, but let's figure out a way to make those things work. All right. Couple quick things just to let you know about before we jump too far into today. So, you know, coming up, we have a lot of things happening here at the church between graduation Sunday, which is going to be happening where we get to acknowledge our graduates. That's going to be super cool. Love that Sunday. And then we also have VBS that's coming up. Man, it's going to be amazing. VBS is one of the funnest weeks of the year, where we get to spend some time with kids, and it reminds us of like how little energy we actually have, but also how much that God supplies us in the middle of that, because we see really cool decisions by kids, and it's super fun. So I want to encourage you, get your kids signed up for that. And if you want to volunteer for that, get volunteering for that. It's going to be a fun season. Oh, what else? So, our Wednesday night family nights are going to be coming up throughout the summer too. So in June, we'll be having one June 11th, and then July we'll have another one. And then in August will be our, back to school. I believe it's August the 13th. I think that's the Wednesday. That's our back to school Wednesday family night. And if you guys remember last year, we went from like having just kind of a simple family night to, man, it went crazy. And so, you know me, I always try to level up at least one step between previous year and the new year. And so we're going to try to see if we can level up this next year and do some fun things. But I'll let you in on some of that when we get closer and closer to it. So that's kind of a way of some things that are happening. We'll have some Bible studies that are going to be happening throughout the summer. Different ways you can get plugged in. I'm working on even kind of a discipleship kind of at your own pace, introductory discipleship type thing, to help you navigate some stuff and then point you in the direction to kind of pair off and find your people that you can kind of do life with in context of every single day. But, man, God, it's just really opening up some cool doors, and I'm thrilled that we get to have the opportunity to walk through it. And it's encouraging too, because I've met with several pastors over the past couple of weeks, and it's really neat to hear and see too how God is continually opening up doors throughout churches within our area, within our region. And I want you to be encouraged by that, because that means that the Holy Spirit of God is moving within our communities. And that should be something that we should be thankful for, that we should praise God for. You know, just keep praying for churches, keep praying for the churches in our area, keep praying that God continues to bless them and grow them, and that people keep getting saved, people keep getting baptized, people keep reconnecting with church, and that you find these places of great community that they can be a part of. So anyway, so today we're going to kind of finish up a 3-part series on servanthood, and I started the past two, and this is going to be kind of a how we take this idea of servanthood into our community. And so before we get started, though, do have some coffee today, because it wouldn't be Providence Coffee Talk without coffee. So we've got a Guatemala natural, and this one is kind of a fun one. It's got a lot more chocolatey notes than what I'm used to. And Melina says that it's really good as an iced coffee. So it's got a lot more like chocolate notes, chocolate flavors. So anyway, super good coffee. I want to encourage you, if you ever get a chance, always research, look for a good coffee. Even if you can't do it every single day, it's nice to have a little delicacy every now and then. So, but anyways, let's take a sip. Sounds good. And let's get into it. So we spent the past couple of times talking about this idea of servanthood, giving ourselves a primer of what that is biblically, and then also looking at the idea of servanthood within the local church, within the local body. And in the last session we looked, there's the bell. I don't know if you could hear it or not, but there it was. But in the last session we looked at servanthood through the lens of the local church. And this is kind of a big piece, because it's really within the local church that we see the unified gifts of God, with the unified gifts of the Holy Spirit. All that begins to come together, and we begin to see together how those things morph together, how they work together to really fulfill the purpose that God has for a local congregation. And so the individual has a gift that God's given them, and we get the opportunity to use that gift. In fact, throughout this summer, we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. We're going to examine them and look at them. We're going to even see kind of how those spiritual gifts apply to us on a regular basis. So I'm going to encourage you, be here for Wednesday nights, 6:30. We're going to meet throughout the summer. We're going to talk about these things, coming off of spiritual warfare, looking at spiritual gifts. And then I don't even know where we're going to go at in the summer and in the fall yet, but we're at least starting there. And so, but that's kind of what we utilize within the local church context, is the gifts that God's given us to really see, to really see how we can encourage and equip one another, and how we can help each other grow. And so it's natural for us to say, okay, well, now that we've reached in, right, and we've looked at the local church, how do we also see servanthood through the lens of reaching out? And so if you remember, kind of the purpose here for us as a church, I say kind of, but the reality is the purpose for us here at Providence is we want to glorify God by building relationships with Jesus, sharing in his love, by reaching into our church and reaching out to our community. So it only makes sense for us to understand servanthood through the lens of community. How are we the hands and the feet of Jesus? And this is kind of an epiphany that came to me. I would say even just yesterday, like last night, I began to think a lot about just the local church and the church in general, trying to at least every single day envision like what our church could look like what our church could exemplify, what our church could be, really what our church could be known for. Because I think everybody has their own kind of perspective or ideas, like, oh, well, you know, Providence is a traditional church, or Providence is a rural church, or Providence is a staple within the community. So, you know, a lot of people have their interpretations of what we are known for, but, you know, it's always been my desire to be known as a church that reaches out as much as we can into our community and sees that footprint of Jesus everywhere we go. But one of the things that really came to mind for me was, you know, when we talk about the church, many times our mind goes to a facility or like a building. We look at a steeple, we look at a red brick property with stained glass windows, you know? And so a lot of times we begin to associate church with a building, you know, when we go to church. But it was one of those things where I was kind of sitting there thinking, I was like, you know, when we meet together on a Sunday morning, this is a place where we go to worship. We come to 765 Shawboro Road on Sundays in order that we might worship God. We want to be in His presence. We want to be in the presence of other people. We want to use that time for worship. We want to use that time to hear from His word, how we can grow that week and how we can continue to move forward in our understanding of Him. But the idea of church itself really exists outside the walls of the facility and exists more in the community. Because when we are inside the facility, we are meeting together as the church, but we're not doing church. We're worshiping, but we're not doing church. The doing of church actually happens mostly outside, or should happen. Let me phrase it that way. It should happen mostly outside the walls of the church in the community. So then we have to begin to ask ourselves the question, how are we serving the community? Matthew 5:16, it tells us that let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. See, the reality is the spiritual gifts that we do have are not only beneficial for us within the body of Christ, but it is also beneficial within our community as well, because it is through the giftings that God's given us that they are able, that others are able to see our Father who is in heaven, God. So we have to begin to think about this, that the church is beyond the walls, right? That serving the church, serving as the church, is not limited to Sundays. So sometimes we'll say, oh, we need you to serve in children's ministry. We need you to serve in nursery or help in choir or usher or different things like that. That's not your limit. That's not where service is limited, right? And in fact, if we say, well, I serve God because I serve on Sunday mornings at my church, you help in the functioning of worship. You may not think of it, but even that children's church time that we use is still a way that we get to help function in the prospect of worship. But doing church and serving and really serving as the church is done outside the walls of the church. And we have to make sure that we are not limiting ourselves in the understanding of service to a simple task on a Sunday morning. We are really looking at it to say, I worship on Sunday, but I do church Sunday through Saturday in my community. I work like the church in those times. And so there's a difference between worshiping and doing. And I think a lot of times together as the church, we worship together on Sunday, but we really do church, you know, I would say Sunday through Saturday, but for reference, just to give it a good clean break, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, that's when we're supposed to be really doing the work of church. And so one of the ways that we can do that within our community is through the aspect of even trying to find ways to meet practical needs. But one of the ways that we've seen that is, you know, it's occasional that we will have people say, oh, well, you know, we need to provide a meal for them. We need to do this. And that's great ways to serve. And, you know, that always doesn't happen on Sunday mornings. That happens throughout the week. And it's a huge blessing to people within our church. And it's a great model for people to see outside of our church as we continue to bless those who are within our community. But there are still other things that many of you guys do on a regular basis that are the hands and feet of Jesus and the hands and feet of the church within our community. Whether you serve at soup kitchens or whether you serve at food pantries, preparing and handing out food, whether you serve at different donation centers to help distribute and put things out there for people. I mean, the reality is there's ways that we can meet practical needs of even other organizations to help be the hands and feet of Jesus. But there's also ways that you and I can be the hands and feet of Jesus, even within our local communities. I live in Elizabeth City. I have my neighbors, I have my family, my friendships that are there. And every now and then, like, we have opportunities where we can meet need there. Maybe it's a meal, or maybe it's, watching someone's house. And, you know, even our neighbors, they're so sweet, and when they're out of town, they'll text us and say, "Hey, we had a package delivered. Like, can you walk over and just go put that on the back porch?" Well, yeah, it's not a problem. Like, I'll go do that real quick. And so it's always so much fun to be able to help serve in that way. And one of the neat things that you can always do when you think about meeting the practical needs within your community, one of the biggest things that you can do is just simply open up your home to others. Now, again, use that with caution, use that with appropriate boundaries. I won't say that let people have run of your home, but, you know, if you have the ability to say, "Hey, listen, we're going to have a cookout. We'd love to have you over." One of the neatest things that we got to do after we moved in was the summer after we moved in, our neighbor said, "Hey, we have a big pig picking that we're going to be doing. If you guys want, come over, meet some other friends of ours and other people from the neighborhood." And it was so cool getting to meet other people in the neighborhood in that environment. And we were just real encouraged by that. So, but there are other ways besides like physical needs that you can meet. You can also meet needs of encouragement. That's a big one within community, because there are people that you work with, there are neighbors, there are friends. They just need encouragement throughout their life. And sometimes that doesn't have to happen in the walls or within the walls of the church. You can do that even outside of that, you know, outside of the facility, you can do that. And then the other piece of that too is like mentorship. Think about that. Like, how often do younger generations look to older generations to at least get some sort of grasp and some sort of understanding of how things work and operate? As much as we like to say that it's a technological generation, there are still aspects of our culture and our world that operate in a, what's the best way to say it? It's not all, it may be technological in its facade and its appeal. But the reality is that behind the scenes, it's very basic in its understanding. And it's even very old school in its understanding. And so sometimes what people need is just the help to navigate through that and the mentorship. And you may not think about it, but you could already be mentoring someone right now. You just didn't recognize you're mentoring it. Maybe it's that person that just wants to follow you around and say, "Hey, do you mind if I just hang out with you for a little bit?" Yeah, not a problem. You know, they want to learn from you. They want to grow from you. They want to bounce ideas off of you. They're looking for something. They're looking for something to give them guidance and say, "How would you handle this?" And you have unique opportunities to serve them in that way. The other thing that happens through our community services, a lot of times in the way that we serve, we can share the gospel through that and proclaim the gospel through that. Think about how many times your acts of kindness open up a door for gospel communication. Like, just being kind to someone else. You know, it's amazing how when we see a physical need and we can meet that need just through kindness with no other expectation attached to it, people generally will ask that question, "Well, why are you doing this?" "Well, I'm doing it because I love you. And I just, you know, even God loves you. And he tells me that I need to share his love with everyone that I encounter. And so, you know, you're loved. And I want you to feel that, I want you to know and feel that you are loved." What an encouragement to people. That God loves me, that God cares about me, that God wants a relationship with me. And I think that's important for people to hear. So even in our evangelism and even in our acts of kindness, we can find that those are open doors for us to proclaim the good news. And it's almost like an invitation. You know, sometimes we worry. It's like, well, what do I do? Like, do I just go approach someone and start sharing Jesus with them? It's amazing how many times, if we'll just keep our eyes open and our mind and our ears attentive, it's amazing how many times God opens the door that we don't have to create. I think in evangelism, we feel like we've got to create the opportunity. We've got to create the door. We've got to figure out how to get it open. But I think a lot of times God's already there with an open door, and he's saying, all I need you to do is go through it. Or he's there with somebody on the other side and they're just waiting for someone to knock, you know? And I think that's the reality that exists sometimes. Sometimes we have that big fear, like we've got to create the way in which it happens. But a lot of times we just have to be willing. And so just in our simple aspects of kindness, we find that there are a lot of things that we can do to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And one of the things that we are striving to do here at Providence, because again, it is a big heart of mine, and I want to see us do more of it throughout this next year and into, you know, as a part of our 5-year plan for us as a church. You know, one of my keys is always discipleship. And then the other key of that is outreach. Maybe there are things that we can do for effective community outreach. And really letting the community know, hey, listen, we're not just here for us. We're here for you, right? So one of the things that we can do is we're always looking at ways to help out local ministries. You know, a couple of weeks back, we had Beloved Haven here within the community come by and share with us a little bit about what they do to help women within the area, help them provide them resources and even getting them off the streets and things like that. And it was interesting to hear the story of how they utilize the systems that are already in place, right? So they go within even the women's within the prison system, and they visit with the women there, and they talk with them through their resources and things that they can do to kind of help them navigate parts of life. And this is a big deal. Anything that we can do to like help in that way and say, hey, what are some ways that we can help you? How can we reach out to you? And then for years, you know, we've supported food banks and we've supported resources to food banks. And, you know, you may not even think about it. There's individuals that even do feeding programs throughout our community. And they jump into these nonprofits and they help within homeless or within low income within our communities to help them better understand and better get resources that they need. But honestly, I think there's just some ways that we can, as a church, say, well, what are outreach opportunities that we can do? And the beautiful piece of that too is, again, being a kingdom mindset and a kingdom focused church, we don't have to do it by ourselves. If it's one of those things that we want to have a partnership with another church and make those things happen, man, let's explore what that can look like, because the gospel is best proclaimed together instead of feeling like we are competing. And so one of the things that we're trying to do constantly is explore new areas and ideas where we don't have to do it by ourselves, but we can jump in even with other churches or other ministries, other groups, and kind of do these things effectively together as a part of the way that we serve. So, you know, I always want to encourage you, if you were out and about, if you're driving around, if you just have like a light bulb moment while you're driving, don't hesitate to reach out and go, hey, listen, I know that you talked about serving our community. Here's a neat idea I had. We have an entire team here at the church that is set up to explore those things and maybe brainstorm some of those things and how we could work within that. And then also effectively pull people together to make those things happen. So, you know, I want to encourage you, if God's laid something on your heart, by all means, reach out to us, because we are always looking for ways to reach out to our community. But I think for us today, just, I want to give us kind of some practical takeaways to help us better understand and better get a feeling of where this can go and where this can take us. Right. And first thing is simply this. We have to remind ourselves that when we are here on Sunday mornings, we are here to worship together as the church. But when we leave this facility, we leave this place, then that's the action by which we are to really take what we have just consumed by God, right? That God's given us as a way to consume his presence, to be filled up with him. And then we take that and we do church. We don't just sit back and say, well, I go to church on Sunday. You know, that doesn't need to be our response. We do church every single day. And together, we work together to see the kingdom of God be made known within our community. But that's the first thing, is I think it's a mindset shift. we've got to start thinking outside the box on that. And we can't keep saying, well, we've always just done this. And that's great. But needs change. Needs aren't always the same as they used to be. And so we have to always be thinking outside the box and thinking, well, you know, what if we were to do it this way? Yeah, it's a little bit radical. Yeah, it's a little bit different. But could it work? You know, is it effective? Is that an area where God is leading us? One of the second things I think that we could do is intentionally look for needs within our community. And this may be in subdivisions. This may be in, even just community gatherings, community events. Excuse me. One of the most effective things we used to do is we would actually set up water stations within big festivals that we had. And it was a way for us to hand out free water to people and just say, hey, we're just so glad that you're here. Man, if you ever need anything, you know, this is here for you. But you know, just anything like felt needs or things that we could do to meet those things, to try to point people to Jesus, any sort of like need within our community, how can we get involved in that? And how can we reach out to that? And then I think one of the other pieces of this is you and I have to begin to think about, we have to commit ourselves to serving in tangible ways. I think the biggest hindrance to our service within the community is us. We are our biggest struggle when it comes to commitment and growth and working within the community that God's placed in our care. You and I have to decide, is this something we truly care about? Is this something that we feel like we could give ourselves and our minds to? Is this something we could put our energy in? That commitment has to come from the people of God. That commitment has to come from you. That commitment should never be forced on you, but it should be graciously, gracefully, mercifully, and lovingly given. So I think that's important for us moving forward to consider. Are we committed to serving our community? I'm going to be honest with you. As a pastor, that's one of my commitments this next year, over the rest of this year, is how do we get more involved? How do we stay more plugged in? And over the next 5 years, it's going to continue to happen. We're going to continue to push the boundaries. We're going to continue to raise the bar of expectation, and we're going to continue to do things in a more excellent manner in every way that we can go. Because it matters. It matters in the way that we reach people. It matters in the way that we worship together. It matters in the way that we care for one another. And so we always have to be pushing ourselves forward, because scripture tells us we have to work hard, that we are viewed in an excellent manner when we really put ourselves to the test and we work hard for the majesty and the glory and the goodness of God. And so it just makes sense. It makes sense that even within the walls and without the walls, you know, outside of the walls, we're not going to slow down our work just because we're in a safe, protected area, or we're not going to wait until the community comes to us. We're going to go find the community and we're going to go reach out to them. Now's not the time to wait. Now is not the time to wait. Now is the time to commit. So I just want to ask you guys that if you're listening to this, you know, maybe it's only three people, but man, God can use three people. So ask yourself this: how am I going to commit? How am I going to commit to this? And how am I going to make it happen this week? And if you've got ideas of how to make that happen, man, I'm all ears. I'd love to hear from you. And again, you can always email me, charles@pbcshawbro.com. I would love to talk with you about any ideas you got of how God can continue to grow and bless in our church. But you know, there's a heart that we should have for servanthood as a church, and we should serve one another, and we should help each other and encourage each other and help pray for each other and help each other grow in discipleship. But we also need to do church outside the walls of a facility. We need to do church everywhere that we go. So Providence family, that's my commitment to you. And I pray that that's your commitment to me. We're going to do that together, and we're going to work on that diligently. Now is not the time to take a back seat. Now is the time to get in there and really get our hands dirty and see where God's leading us. So I hope it's been a good week for you. And I hope that coming up this next week is going to be a great week as well. Don't forget, we got a lot of things happening, a lot of things coming down the pipe. It's going to be great. So I want to make sure that you stay plugged in and that you stay involved, because I don't want you missing out. Don't forget to check in on people this week. If you haven't seen them in a couple of weeks at church, reach out to them, love on them, tell them you miss them, drop coffee off by the house, you know, whatever it is. Call ahead of time though, like make sure they're there, or make sure they're not like, you know, in the middle of cooking dinner or something like that. Always try to call ahead of time. But the reality is we have a unique opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus this week. Let's not waste that opportunity, but let's use it. So Providence family, love you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.